Chapter 77. Memorize the speech or don't. You have outlined and then written out the speech and it is ready to practice. I convinced myself that, as I was terrible at remembering names and other things, I would also have trouble remembering speeches without notes. It took plenty of practice and new tips along the way, but now I feel confident in my ability to remember my speeches. Here are some key tips. Go back and look at the outline to determine if the beginning, body, and conclusion are logically arranged. I found that some simple rearrangement of sentences can make all the difference in my ability to memorize. Smooth out the speech to give it a more even flow if you find yourself stumbling during transition points. The flow and rhythm are important. Don't mumble the speech under your breath. You must be loud and proud. Everything is a live rehearsal and will help your retention and allow you to figure out better words to use. You will be surprised how different your speech sounds from what you intended when you originally wrote it. Learn in small increments. I began by setting a goal of memorizing a paragraph a day. Before work, I invest time going over a paragraph to remember it. On my commute home from work, which takes about 30 minutes, I try to recall the most recent portion of the speech I worked on. By the end of the day, I have the baseline of the paragraph down. The next day, I reinforce the first paragraph and begin the second. I continue this progressive approach until I remember the entire passage. You should note that if you choose not to memorize the entire speech, you should at least invest the time to know the material inside and out. Many experienced people in the field of public speaking argue the wisdom of memorizing entire speeches. Some argue that the presentation becomes too acted or prescribed. I will leave it up to each individual as to how they want to prepare their work. What is typically agreed on is the importance of memorizing a strong opening and conclusion, with the laser focus pointed on the key message and topics that must be stated within the presentation to define the success of the speech. Visualize the speech in your head. With the small increments previously noted, you can begin to visualize the speech order based on key words and sentence structures. Visualizing is slightly different from memorizing because, to some extent, you are living the speech by thinking about words, places you want to be on stage, and flow. Use gestures to accompany your words, and use your body to guide your mind. I have almost forgotten words many times, but built strong gesture routines and habits in which my arms and hands prompted me with word memories. Incorporate alliteration. This shouldn't be overdone, but it's always a great tool to throw in occasionally, such as helpless, homeless, and hurting. Practice in different surroundings so you don't get too comfortable in one forum. For example, as noted, I often practice while driving home from work. Afterwards, I am always shocked the first time I stand up and practice it. I always seem thrown off simply by standing the first time. Even if the speech isn't perfect, practice with other people or a video camera. This added pressure builds your concentration level. Use videotape to help underline some trouble spots for remembering. This comes back to being able to visualize yourself on the stage. Then, practice, practice, practice. You can never practice too much.